time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. Not too bad. You know what was nice yesterday? I went to leave the office yesterday afternoon at the end of the workday, and I walked out to the car and sat down in the vehicle, and it was warm.
Nice.
And I didn't have to turn on the heater. It was just warm by itself.
It's a good feeling.
Love that sun, huh? Wasn't that nice for a change? It used to be you'd go out there real quick, you'd sprint out there, start the car, and turn the heat up on high, and then run back in to keep warm for a little bit while the car was warming up. It's nice not to have to do that anymore. We take our getting to spring and summer steps in very small measures, but we're getting there. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning. He'd like to get us started by telling us today about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a stack washer-dryer combination, like new condition. Use Maytag drying center. Got three used electric ranges, two coil top and one smooth top. The smooth top is excellent condition. Use side-by-side refrigerator, 22 cubic foot in very good condition. Use portable electronic air cleaner. Couple of used microwave hoods. Couple of used built-in dishwashers. Got one two-door top freezer, refrigerator in very good condition. Two other used refrigerators, both of them large capacity, side-by-sides. Got lots of washers and dryers. New by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load in small, large, and super capacity models. If you have a space problem, we can offer stack units. Of course, we also offer Speed Queen washers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition to that, we have a 5-year warranty on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. You can see those at W&S Appliance. Water heaters, gas, and electric, they're made in the United States. We deliver and install all that old heater away, and yes, we service it after the sale. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, we're getting closer and closer here to the weekend. Of course, Sunday would be Easter Sunday, and so many folks have a lot of family plans and things in addition to the actual meaning of Easter. So many people use it as an opportunity to maybe get the family together for one of those once or twice a year gatherings and things. And, you know, a lot of folks enjoy having some fun with Easter. Remember when you were a kid, did you, Chris, did you get a chance with Mom and Dad to sit down, color some Easter eggs, do some fun things?
Oh, yeah. Did a little of the Easter egg coloring, you know, a little bit of the hiding and finding. That's always a good time.
You know, those are some of the best memories for some people when they're young. I know for me, that was kind of family time there, too. Some of the best memories when we were children were the times that we used to sit down with, well, especially Mom would do, like, help us with the Easter egg coloring and stuff. Remember the little dye pills pellets we used to drop in the hot water, and you'd use those little wire things to hold your eggs, which never worked very well, and you'd dip them in and swirl them around, do all that kind of fun. Man, when you're a little kid, there's not a whole lot cooler than that.
That's true, yeah.
That was fun. I mean, today they've got all these other things, but that was spin art for us back then. You know, that was about as artistic as we could possibly get back then. We just love that kind of stuff. But, you know, there are some important safety things to remember, too. One of the things, as always, if you're going to do something like that and make a good time out of it, a good memory, you want to make sure you do it right, too, because there are some important safe handling methods to remember when it comes to decorating, cooking, or hiding Easter eggs, you know, because eggs, well, they're eggs. They need to be handled safely, and they're used a lot more at this time of the year.
Yeah.
So you always want to remember to do some certain things when you're going to do that, too. Number one would be to always wash your hands thoroughly with hot, soapy water, and then rinse them before you handle the eggs when you're cooking, cooling, dyeing, and hiding them. And after you hard cook the eggs, make sure they're hard cooked all the way through. But then if you're going to dye them, you know, dye them with food-safe coloring, and then make sure you return them to the refrigerator within 2 hours. So many eggs during Easter. You know, you want to make sure that they're handled safely. Now, you want to make sure you inspect those eggs before you purchase them. We usually do anyway when we're in the grocery store. Don't you open up the carton and take a quick look just to make sure? You know, they don't want to be dirty or cracked because dangerous bacteria can get into a cracked egg. You want to store the eggs in their original cartons in the refrigerator rather than maybe in the refrigerator door because they're put in those cartons really for a reason. That's to keep them from getting cracked and broken. If you're having an Easter egg hunt, make sure you consider those hiding places very, very carefully. You want to avoid areas where the eggs might come into contact with pets and wild animals, birds, reptiles, insects, lawn chemicals, all kinds of things. Did you ever do an Easter egg hunt at home?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Usually went pretty good. I mean, there'd be the one or two that you maybe forget about and you really never find until, you know, a couple days later.
When we were very young, Mom and Dad used to do a little Easter egg hunt for us boys around the yard and whatever else if it was nice out. But it was done with plastic eggs.
Mm-hmm.
1 year when I was a young child, Mom and Dad did an Easter egg hunt indoors. Mm-hmm. And we did it with real eggs, eggs that we had colored. And Mom and Dad hid them around the house in different locations. And actually, they did it right. They actually had a notepad with them, and they jotted down, you know, where each egg was hidden. And when we brought it to them, we had to tell them where we found it so they could cross it off the list. We want to make sure we got them all, and if there were any left, they knew where to find them. Well, lo and behold, we got done with that Easter egg hunt that year, and we could not find the last one anywhere. And after a while, Dad says, well, let's go look, because he knew where it was because it was on his list. So he went and looked, and it wasn't there. And so we were all a little bit confused, and he thought, well, you know, maybe in the rush of four young boys running back with eggs, maybe I forgot to check one off, maybe I miscounted or something. So we just kind of took it at face value, and that's the end of that. A few days later, we found it. That's because the dog found it that day. The dog happened to find it. Dad had it hidden around a potted plant in the house, and the dog got to it before we did. And he thought he'd go take it and try it. And I think he, if I remember right, I think he took it back behind the sofa. And he decided that he would see how well he liked eggs. He didn't like them very well. And in a couple of days, we didn't like that egg very well either. We found it when it started to smell. So you want to be real careful about those kinds of things and make sure that, you know, you don't put them someplace where the dog or the cat, well, I guess there's no place the cat can't get to it, but I don't think cats are really big fans of eggs. They're not probably going to play with something like that. Dogs will play or eat anything, so be careful of those. But, yeah, make sure you put them in good spots there, too, so that they're out of the way for things like that to happen. But also, again, too, you want to make sure you find all the eggs that you've hidden. And, again, the key thing is if you have any cracked ones after that point, if you use real eggs like that for an Easter egg hunt, they're bound that it's bound to determine. Some of them are going to get cracked. It's just a matter of time. But if they're cracked, you want to get rid of them. Otherwise, you need to refrigerate them again. And that's kind of the key thing. As long as the eggs aren't out of the refrigerator for more than 2 hours, they're still safe to eat. But you do not want to eat eggs that have been out of refrigeration for more than 2 hours. So if you're going to hide Easter eggs for an Easter egg hunt, you need to do it and then have the Easter egg hunt quick and then get it over with. So if you're really bound determined, you want to keep those eggs. So, you know, if you're planning to refrigerate those hard-cooked eggs in their shells, and then you want to use them within 1 week as well. Now, if you want to, by the next Sunday, you want to make sure that they're consumed if that's the plan. If you're planning to use colored eggs as decorations, like for centerpieces and things like that, where the eggs will be out of refrigeration for many hours or maybe several days, you want to make sure you discard those after they've served their decorative purpose. Don't keep them around at all for any reason. You don't want to run the risk of somebody cracking one open and trying one. Again, the total time, if you're going to hide and then hunt eggs, should not be more than 2 hours. Those found eggs should be rewashed, re-refrigerated, and then eaten within a week. Those are kind of the keys there, too. Now, if all that sounds like, gee whiz, that's just too much work or too much risk in the case of a lost egg somewhere, maybe you'd just rather participate in one of the community Easter egg hunts. And by golly, there are a lot of them coming up here, especially this Saturday. Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center here in Atlantic will have their community Easter egg hunt again this Saturday as they get started promptly at 10:30. They'll have shuttle buses to help you get to the facility. There'll be 15,000 eggs and drawings for bikes and helmets, and individual children will be divided up in hunt areas according to their age to hunt eggs. There'll be four different age groups. There'll be some hot dogs and chips and soda while supplies last there, too. The Easter Bunny will arrive there as well, so make sure you get there in plenty of time so you're ready to go at 10:30 if you want to participate in that. Also, Anita will have an Easter egg hunt on Saturday at 10:30 in the morning at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. That's the old Colonial Manor facility. Also, the Elliott community will have their Easter egg hunt this Saturday starting at 1 o'clock. Elliott Betterment Association sponsoring that. In Griswold, they'll have their Easter egg hunt this Saturday as well, and that'll get underway at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Griswold City Park. That's for kids 10 and under, and that's sponsored by American Legion Post number 508. Kimbleton will have their Easter egg hunt this Saturday at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and that's at 10:30 in the morning. So they'll be gathering eggs, playing games, and having some fun with the Easter Bunny there. In Cumberland, they'll have their Easter egg hunt this Saturday, and theirs will start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Cumberland City Park, and that's sponsored by the Cumberland Community Club. Also in the community of Casey, their Easter egg hunt will be held this Saturday at 1 o'clock in the Casey City Park. Now, if there happens to be rain, it'll be moved to the Casey Community Building, and that is sponsored by the Casey Fire Department. In the town of Adair, their Easter egg hunt will be held this Saturday at the Adair City Park at 1 o'clock, and that's for children ages pre-K to and under to 4th grade. They'll play some games starting at 1 o'clock, and then the Easter egg hunt will follow. So bring your own eggs to color as well, and there'll be prizes for everyone who attends. In the event that there's any bad weather, they'll move that to the City Hall at Adair, and that's sponsored by the Adair Chamber of Commerce. And also in Wyota, they'll have an Easter egg hunt as well. That'll be this Saturday starting at 10:30 in the morning at the Wyota City Park, and that's sponsored by the Wyota Community Boosters. So a whole lot of opportunities around the region. That's just a sampling of them. There are plenty more. Just about every community has its own Easter egg hunt of some kind or Easter egg roll or something for the youngsters here this weekend. So make sure you have a good time with it. You know, those are great times for memories with the young children, too. As I said, I remember those. Chris remembers those. It's likely you do, too, remember some of those good times spent with family during some of those big holidays. So enjoy the weekend. It has a meaning and a purpose, but family is also a big part of that, too. So make sure it's a fun time for everybody. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us more this morning about what's going on down at W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got microwave ovens, countertop units, and over-the-range microwave hood combinations. Got gas and electric ranges, freestanding models on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. We got built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and ranges. Got dishwashers, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG. Got some closeouts on some discontinued models. We deliver and install and service. Lots of refrigerators. Got over 80 units in stock. Had more arrive yesterday, so the place is bulging with refrigerators. So stop and see us if you need one. We have a closeout on some models and top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Very good. You didn't eat a bad egg there, did you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. A little gummed up there this morning. Boy, I tell you what, I'm glad we found that egg, though, as quickly as we did. I'm glad the dog didn't eat that egg, or I'm afraid the smell that would have been left behind after he digested that might have been way worse than the egg by itself. I don't know how eggs would play for dogs. I'm not too sure that would have been a good outcome there. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.